This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Now it is revealed in newly declassified government documents that in August 2016, the FBI, yes, did use a routine briefing as cover.
President Trump's first intelligence briefing as a candidate was led by agents who had already opened an investigation into his team's ties to Russia. A summary of that briefing would later be filed as part of the so-called Crossfire Hurricane investigation.
Wow. The evidence is really piling up.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
And what President Trump has done, his spreading of racism, is absolutely sickening. No sitting president has ever done this. Never, never, never. We have racists, and they've existed. They've tried to get elected president. He's the first one that has.
I really wish Joe Biden would shut the F up forever. How the hell can Donald J. Trump be the first racist president in a country where 12 presidents before him owned slaves?
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
To be a bar, you had to have food available. Soups, sandwiches, etc. More than just hors d'oeuvres, chicken wings, the lowest level of substantive food were sandwiches.
Sometimes you eat the bar, and sometimes the bar will eat you.
Unchained and unstoppable.
And now one of the more well-known Washington National fans, Dr. Anthony Fauci, to throw out the first pitch.
Just a bit wide left. Looks like baseball was not his game, and he's always trying to flatten the curve and socially distance the ball from the catcher.
The doctor didn't want anyone to catch.
There you go.
Anything. That's the joke.
Ha, 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 ha.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
It's that time. We haven't done a death pool since February. Shut it down for a while. We were going to shut it down for a while because of the panic, but we didn't have a winner anyway. For some reason, everyone who was in the death pool hung on until Congressman John Lewis of Atlanta finally shed his mortal coil last week. And so now we're going to have a death pool. You know how the death pool works. You call in and you tell us on the air. You can't you can't do it via text or email. You got to call in and get on the air to nominate somebody. It can't be Uncle Joe down the street. It's got to be somebody that we all recognize, some celeb. And if as the hour goes on, you find yourself nominating somebody who's already been taken, and I tell you, that guy's already been taken, don't hang up, because I have in my hand here a sheet of quick picks, of wild cards, and I'll just give you one if you can't think of a second person. So no need to hang up if your pick has already been selected.
And now we attempt to determine who won't be coming down for breakfast in the near future. It's the Howie Carr Death Pool.
And the winner, by the way, was Jay from Chelsea. It was, I believe, his fourth victory in the Death Pool. He somehow always gets through immediately when we have the Death Pool. So he's got four victories. So as what they used to say, one for the thumb. If you won four Super Bowls, one for the thumb. Jay needs one for the thumb. Jay from Chelsea, you got in first again today.
Unbelievable.
How did you...
Unbelievable.
Who do you want today, Jay?
I want a real long shot. John McCain's mother.
John McCain's mother. How old is she now? About 107?
Nah, 108.
108. Boy, the years just go by in a hurry, don't they, when you're having a good time. 108. You've got her. John McCain's mother. You went straight off the actuarial charts there today, Jay. That was not a long shot.
She had a birthday the day after we did our last death pool.
Really?
February 7th.
So she's 108 and a half almost. All right. Congratulations, Jay, on your latest victory. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Who do you want?
Norman Lloyd, the actor.
Now, he's in his hundreds, too, isn't he? How old is he?
He's 100. He's 103, I think. He's born in 23. And, his movie credits go way back.
I'm sure. If he's 103, I'll bet they do, Tom. 105, Tom. 105.
Five.
Yeah. You know, I must, for newcomers to the game, I would just want to tell you, you can pick somebody who is not over the age of 100. It's open to anybody. Let's see here. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Who do you want?
I'm going to butcher the name, but I think it's Ghislaine Maxwell.
Ghislaine Maxwell. That's close enough. We know who you mean. Yeah, that's a good pick. I mean, on an actuarial table, she wouldn't compute, but you have to think that she could be not coming down for breakfast anytime soon. And it was just about a year ago that her boyfriend, Jeffrey Epstein, a Saturday morning, the word came out that he had hung himself, or somebody had hanged them. Anyway, you've got her, Ghislaine Maxwell. Connie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Connie.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I got you last time with Robert Clary, but no, you guessed it. So let's see this time. Joyce Randolph.
Joyce Randolph, is she still around?
Still around.
The last of the Honeymooners.
I was
stars. Talking
about her last night. I was watching a Honeymooners episode.
How old is she?
She's like 95 or 96. It's on your quick pick list.
Oh, okay. All right. Connie, you got Joyce Randolph. 844-500-4242. Thomas, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Thomas.
Oh, awesome. All right, Howie, you know I'm going to have to pick Derek Chauvin.
I think they're taking, Thomas? I think they're taking better care of him than they're taking care of Ghislaine Maxwell. I think it would really be embarrassing if Derek Chauvin got whacked. Talk about a guy who's having a bad run of luck. His wife announces she's going to divorce him, and she wants not one, but she wants both of the houses. And now he's going to be charged with income tax evasion because apparently all that work he did at the bar where he was a bouncer or an enforcer or whatever with George Floyd, he didn't ever pay taxes on that. So he's going to have to pay for that as well. You've got him, though. You've got Derek Chauvin, the ex-Minneapolis cop. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
I was thinking that Mikhail Gorbachev, that $10 billion he was given to step down as president of Russia, must be running out by now. And, Judy Mikovits was on home plate to catch Fauci's throw. You know that, right?
Who's your pick? Who's your pick, Mark?
Mike Gorbachev.
Is he still around? I haven't seen him around for a long time. We're looking him up right now. You got it. He's 89. You're right, Mark. I'm sorry. I didn't know he was still around. That's a good pick. Thanks for the call, Mark. We just got to keep moving here because we want to get as many people in as possible. 844-500-4242-727. Ghislaine is cooperating with prosecutors, so she's under 24-hour protection. They're all under 24-hour protection.
Epstein was under 24-hour protection, too.
Yeah, so was Abe Kid Twist Raley's going way back. Lee Harvey Oswald was under 24-hour protection. Yeah, so was the Boston Strangler. They're all under 24-hour protection. That doesn't mean a hell of a lot. Craig, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Craig.
I wonder, is Olivia de Havilland still with us?
Yes, she is still with us, and she is still available. She just turned 103. She lives in Paris.
Thank you.
You've got her. That's a good pick, Craig. One of these times, it's going to pan out. She's been picked maybe 20 times over the years, but someday someone's going to win with her. 104. She just turned 100. I knew she had a birthday. Kind of lose track of the years. Daniel, kind of like Joe Biden does. Daniel, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Daniel.
Yes, I'm going to go with Larry Storch from Fort Courage.
That's right, from F Troop. Now he's the last of the F Troop crowd that's left, right?
I think Hannibal Dobbs is still alive.
Now which one was he?
The Bugler.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was kind of a minor character though. Storch was one of the major players. Okay, you've got him, Larry Storch from F Troop. Rick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, how about Ruthie Woo Woo Ginsburg?
Wow, that's a good one. That's a good one, Rick. They're not going to say that if she goes, though, they'll keep her around like weekend at Bernie's. They're not going to let Trump get another pick, not before the election anyway. Thanks for the call. Ruthie Ginsburg, she was just back in the hospital again last week. She's getting more chemo. The cancer has come back, et cetera, et cetera. You've been following it. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hi, Howie. Nice talking to you. I'm picking Betty White. Is she already taken?
No. She's available. 98 years old.
Is she really available?
Get your mind out of the gutter, Brian. Come on.
No, I'm just kidding.
I know. You got her. You got Betty White. 844-500-4242. It's the death pool of the Howie Carr Show. Get on board. That's the number if you want to take part in the death pool. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
This is Mark in Williston, Vermont.
This is Marie in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This is Mike from South Attleboro, Mass. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Experience the amazing benefits of Superbeats. Get a free 30-day supply, free shipping, and free nitric oxide strips to test your nitric oxide levels with your first purchase when you visit www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Have you been tested for COVID-19?
No, I have not.
90% say no.
But you know what? That's life. That's what all the people say. Riding high in April.
You're riding high in April. Shot down in May. But I know I'm going to change that.
781 says, I've been listening to the Howie Carr Show since 1995, and people have been picking Olivia de Havilland every year. Well, I would say it's a better pick now than it was in 1995.
And it keeps getting better.
Yeah. Gary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gary.
Howie, what about Prince Philip? Anybody pick him yet?
No, you've got him. That's good. That's a good pick. He's up there. He's retired from his arduous career of cutting ribbons and hanging out at cocktail parties. So he's in there. You've got him. Keith, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Keith.
How about Bob Dole?
Bob Dole. Yes, he's still hanging in there. He's like, I think, 95, something like that, 95, 96. The former senator from Kansas and Republican presidential nominee, 97. Wow. That good call there, Keith. Julie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Julie.
Hi, I'll take Dick Van Dyke if he's still available.
He is. He is very much available. Yes, so you've got Dick Van Dyke. Again, everybody from that show, the Dick Van Dyke Show, is passed on, except for him.
Carl Reiner just passed, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then of course, Mary Tyler Moore, Rose Marie, Maury Amsterdam, they're all gone. All right, you've got him, Dick Van Dyke. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Who is Alex Trebek?
Yeah. You know what, Joe? I'm surprised it took this long to get to him. You got really good value here in the second, late second round, I would say. You know, good job. hasn't he said he's going to stop? He stopped the cancer treatment. I think he has. Or he stopped the radiation or the chemotherapy, whatever.
Yeah, I think he said if this latest round didn't have any effect, he's going to stop treatment.
Yeah, and he's 80 years old, and this has been going on for a while. Thanks, Joe. Earl, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Earl.
Oh, I've been on hold, so I'm sure Bang Bang Maxwell's gone.
Oh, yes. Oh, definitely. Go. Come on, Earl. You got more, though. You got another one. It's early on yet. Or do you want me to pick one for you?
Well, let's give Prince Andrew a try.
Prince Andrew. Oh, now, there's a good one. That actually may be a better one than Prince Philip, actually, Earl. You know, I mean, there are a lot of people that want Prince Andrew to go away more than somewhat. Okay, you've got him. Prince Andrew is the guy who's tied up or is allegedly tied up with Jeffrey Epstein, and he was in Lolita Island, and they got a picture taken, at least one picture taken of him with one of the underage girls, or was an underage girl. Sean, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sean.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
My pick is Prince Philip. Prince Philip.
Prince Philip's already taken, Sean.
Okay, then Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth. Okay, you got a Queen Elizabeth.
We're trying to pick off the whole family.
They're going fast. There's three of them been picked now. Three of the Windsors. We're running out of Windsors here. Patrick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patrick.
I'd say Chief Justice John Roberts. Heard he hit his head pretty badly, so he went to the hospital for that. Who knows what's going to happen to him next?
You know what? I'd forgotten about that, but that was kind of a mysterious accident, wasn't it? He was just walking around at night and he fell down. It's kind of like when Souter. Remember when Souter was on the Supreme Court and he was attacked on a bus, and everyone was saying, "What the hell was a Supreme Court justice doing on a bus at night in D.C.?" But he was a weird guy. He is a weird guy. Thanks. You've got him, Chief Justice John Roberts. Marty, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Marty. You there, Marty? Oh, Terry. Go ahead, Terry.
Yeah, that's me. Hey, thanks, Howie. I didn't hear the beginning, so I don't know Bob Barker.
No, Bob Barker's available. You've got him. I always say, you know, it's Bob Barker. I haven't read about him being charged with sexually harassing anybody for a couple of years, so he must be on his last legs because he was a pretty active fellow back in the day. He's 96 years old, Terry. Okay, let's pick up Marty now. Can we pick up Marty? Go ahead, Marty.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I'm going to pick Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter. He's in his 90s, right? About 94, something like that. That's a good one.
Yeah.
The former president of the United States. You've got him. 844-500-4242. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Hi, Howie. Has Sumner Redstone been picked?
No. You know, I was thinking about him the other day that he was still hanging on. He's got to be about 98 or 99, right?
Up there. I can't believe he keeps going on, and I keep picking him.
97. Yeah, and you know, the thing is, I thought he wouldn't last once they got the whole, the whole succession angle worked out, and, you know, all of his properties had been taken over by his daughter, Sherry. But he's still hanging in there. You're right. That's a good pick, David. Sumner Redstone. Forgotten, but not gone. We've got time for one more in this segment. Tony, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, I'd like to nominate Gene Shalit, that movie critic from Stockbridge.
Is he still alive? I hadn't heard of him for a long time. He's still around, huh?
Yep.
Gene Shalit. Okay. You've got him. Gene Shalit. 844-500-4242. I always thought he was getting by on his mustache and his afro. He's 94 years old. Not a real astute critic, but he was on the Today Show, so what do you expect? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
If you want to get an autographed copy of one of my books until midnight tonight, you can order at HowieCarrShow.com and click on store. And any book you buy will be autographed. So it's only until midnight tonight, though. So get your summer reading list fulfilled. Finish off your books, your collection of Howie Carr books, HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store. Any book you order before midnight, you'll get it autographed. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
I'm going to pick Robert Clary, Corporal LeBeau from Hogan's Heroes.
Okay. I think he's still, I'm pretty sure he's still around. But yeah, you can have him. He's again, there are not many guys left. There's these 60 TV shows. 94 years old. You got him, Joe. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, well, my picks obviously are gone. Can you give me a quick pick?
I sure can. I am going to give you the best one I got here. I'm going to give you Doc Severinsen. 92. Who's that? Who's that?
Disqualified. I'm sorry.
It's good to have a younger listener. And Doc Severinsen ran the band for the Johnny Carson's Tonight Show. He's a last survivor too. It was Ed McMahon and Johnny Carson and Doc Severinsen. But he's 92, so he's a good pick, Paul. You can take my word for it. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
William Shatner.
Another traditional one here on the Howie Carr Show. 89 years old. Do we have any William Shatner stuff about him calling about his wife being at the bottom of the pool or anything like that?
Sound cuts?
Yeah.
I'll have to look.
Those are oldies but goodies. We haven't played those cuts in a while. We used to have them in the regular rotation. Like, how dare you? How dare you? But we'll have them in a moment. Thanks for the call, Chris. You've got William Shatner from Star Trek. Joel, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joel.
Thanks, Howie. Do you? What about Sean Connery?
Sean Connery he's a great star. He's got to be in his late 80s, right? Yeah, Sean Connery.
Yeah, and I think last year he was having some health issues.
Really? Oh, okay. Hate to see Sean Connery go out. He was a great. Oh, 89. He's right on my quick pick list here. Okay. Is William Shatner calling 911 yet? Oh, we can't find it. Okay. It's been a while, I guess, huh? Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Howie. How about Olivia Newton-John?
Oh, yeah. She's sick, yep. Isn't she? Yeah. She's four.
I'm just reading a quote from last month. She said she's grateful for every hour. So.
Oh, boy.
That sounds good.
No, that's a good... That's a bad sign, isn't it, when you're grateful for every hour, Mike? I hate to be so morbid, but it's true. You got her, Olivia Newton-John. Steven, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steven.
Yo, Captain, I want to pick Presley Blake, the brother, co-founder of Friendly's.
Oh, that's right. How old is he?
About 105, I believe.
And what's his name again? I know who you're talking about, but what's his name?
Yeah, Presley Blake. His brother Curtis died like a year or so ago.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Presley Blake, and he's one of the founders of Friendly's out in Wilbraham. Okay, I got it. Okay, you got it. Presley Blake. See, by celebrity, we mean, will he be in the obituary column? Yes, he will. Presley Blake will be in the obituary column when he sheds his mortal coil. Rambo, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rambo.
Well, the world's not my oyster, but I think I'm going to go with a writer. Sorry to get in your profession here, but I'm going to go with the Mouse and the Motorcycle, Ms. Beverly Clary, 1916.
Wow. That's
so she's on the other side of 100.
Yeah. No, that's a good one. That's a good one, Rambo.
I don't think there'll be any more Ribsy books coming out.
No. You've got it. You've got her, Beverly Cleary. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan. Have we exhausted the list of centenarians yet? Probably not.
Well, but
go ahead, Dan.
G. Gordon Liddy.
Okay. I met him once in Washington, D.C., not when he was in the White House, but later on when he was a talk show host. He was a pretty interesting guy. He was a stand-up guy. They're not making any more stand-up guys. How old is G. Gordon Liddy, by the way? 89. I thought he was a World War II guy. I think maybe he's a little young to be a World War II guy at this point. Okay, now we have a call in to 911 from the Starship Enterprise.
Everyone waits to drown.
I'm sorry?
Everyone waits to drown.
Okay, and what happened?
I had gone to bed about an hour and a half ago, and...
Yeah, 844-500-4242. Lloyd, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lloyd.
Hi, Howie. How about June Lockhart?
June Lockhart from Lassie. Again, we've got all these survivors of these old shows. I think she would be the last survivor of Lassie, wouldn't she?
I think so. Plus Lost in Space.
That's right. Well, I don't think she's... Mark Goddard is still around, I think.
Is Timmy dead?
I think, I'm pretty sure Timmy's dead. No. Yeah, his name was Reddick, right? I think it was Reddick. Yeah, and of course, Gramps is dead. What?
That was Billy Mummy. Oh, I'm sorry.
Billy Mummy was in Lost in Space. Tommy Reddick or Timmy Red, something Reddick.
Tommy Reddick.
Tommy Reddick.
Died in 96 at age 54.
Yeah, that's why, you know, those childhood stars don't usually make it to a ripe old Olivia de Havilland.
Bill Mummy's still around.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay, you've got a, thanks, Lloyd. 844-500-4242. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
I'm going to go off the board with boxing legend Leon Spinks.
Boy, I hadn't heard his name in a long time.
No, he's not doing well.
He's not. Leon Spinks.
No.
He's a boxer. I don't even know how old he is. He probably be in like around 75 or so, something like that, I think. How old is he? 67. Wow. Okay, you've got him, Dan. Elizabeth, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I'm going to go with Keith Richards.
Keith Richards. Many have tried to pick Keith Richards, Elizabeth. He may be the indestructible man. You know? Do you know how many Marlboros he's had? Do you know how much heroin he's shot? Do you know how much Jack Daniels he's guzzled?
Survivor, I know.
He should be thrown out the first pitch tonight.
Yeah, I don't think Keith Richards is too worried about COVID-19 taking him out. He's 76. Okay, thanks, Elizabeth. You've got him. Keith Richards, the lead guitarist of the Rolling Stones. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, Howie. Hi. Let me have Yoko Ono.
Yoko, oh, she's sick. Oh, that's a good one. That's a
yes, she is.
That's a name ripped from the headlines. She's on her last legs. Yoko Ono, also known as Mrs. John Lennon. That's a good pick. Good value in the mid to late rounds. Scott, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, how about Ruth Bader? Yeah, how about Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Already picked.
How about Mick Jagger?
Okay. I don't think he's in as bad a shape as Keith Richards, or he takes better care of himself,
Deadpool
I should say.
Deadpool callers really don't like the Brits. They've gone after the royal family, now all the Rolling Stones members.
Yeah, there's still a couple of Beatles left and the Kinks. There's more people. Okay, you've got Mick Jagger. Shannon, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Shannon.
Hi, Howie. How about Celine Dion?
Celine Dion, is she sick?
She looks pretty rough. She's very, very skinny. If you've seen her lately, she looks really bad.
Okay. All right. You've got Celine Dion, the famous singer. I think she lives in Vegas now. She's not much going on in Vegas. I saw the Sands Casino, Sheldon Adelson's
company.
Oh, my God.
She looks terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
As bad as Sheldon Adelson's sheet, his revenue. His revenue dropped 97% at the Sands, the Las Vegas Sands Corporation, 97% in the last quarter. Thanks for the call. Fred, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Fred.
Hi, Howie. I'd like to take Bob Dole.
Already taken, Fred.
Okay, how about Maxine Waters? It's probably wishful thinking.
Oh, there you go. She's available in more ways than one, I guess. You've got her, though, Fred. She's still driving around, though, like L.A., you know, or someone was driving her around.
Did you see her? Yeah, she's pulled over for a cop that was.
He was
questioning somebody.
Yeah, was she driving the car or was somebody else driving it?
I think somebody else was driving it.
Yeah,
she appeared to get out around from the passenger side.
I was surprised to see that she was actually in her district because I've been told, I think fairly reliably, that she doesn't live in the district anymore. I mean, not that you have to under the law, you just have to live in the state to represent the district, but she was there, and she intervened in a case, kind of like when her husband had some problems at his bank, and she called up Barney Frank way back when. Tim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
I want a young guy, that guy with all the rapper there, Tekashi 6ix9ine, the snitch.
Yeah.
You know him?
Taylor knows him. Who is he?
Is 6ix9ine. He had a right, Tekashi 6ix9ine. He snitched on somebody in a murder case.
Oh, that's right. There have been stories about him in the New York Post, right, Tim?
Yeah. Well, my kids tell me they're younger than, a lot younger than I am. They say they think he's going to get whacked next.
He's got like a grill. He's got tattoos on his face. He's got rainbow colored hair. He's a character.
Yeah. That's a good pick, Tim, I think. And if he goes, try not to let it destroy your faith in the integrity of the hip hop movement. Annie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Annie.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
My pick is Bill Clinton. We haven't seen much of him lately, have we?
Well, have you seen the Energizer Bunny? But you know, Annie, the thing is, he's being named as having had an affair with Ghislaine Maxwell. So he's probably kind of hiding out just a little bit for a week or two till the whole thing, vanishes from the front pages and the headlines, I would think. Thanks for the call, Annie. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
All right, I got two picks of Robert Wagner.
No, you got one pick. You want Robert Wagner? He's available. And if he's alive, I didn't know he was alive. Okay, that's the one you get then, Jim. Okay, you got Robert Wagner. It Takes a Thief. And also Mr. Natalie Wood. Twice, I think. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Howie, how about Clint Eastwood?
Clint Eastwood, I'm surprised he lasted this long. 89 years old. He's still making good movies, though. I like that movie about Richard Jewell, even though it didn't do well because the mainstream media didn't like it because it made the FBI look bad. And now they're in the satchel for the G-men. But you've got him. Hold on. 844-500-4242. We're going to take a break, and we'll do one final segment with the Death Pool. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
This is Jeff in Woodstock, Connecticut.
This is Laura Benner in South Burlington, Vermont.
This is Jimmy Mack in Falmouth, Massachusetts. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Someone wanted to know how the Death Pool started. I can't remember exactly. It's been a long time, but I think it may have been maybe it was Howard Stern was talking about a Death Pool in his office among his staff, and I thought this would be a good thing to expand. But it was somebody who was talking about it in their office. Maybe it was on the radio, maybe it wasn't, but that's how I thought of it. And it just seemed like a good idea for a segment every now and then. How does William Shatner feel about it? I think he's pretty distraught, though, about now, isn't he?
And what's your problem, man?
My boat wife's at the bottom of the pool.
Okay, did you get her out of the pool yet, sir?
No, not yet.
I want you to take her out of the pool right now, sir.
I've got to take her. She's at the very deep end.
The very deep end.
Even in a 911 call, he's still William Shatner.
Yes, he is, Scotty. Limerick Guy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Limerick Guy.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
I'm the biggest Celtic fan ever, and I love Tommy Heinsohn, but that fool's doggy dog, and he's got the blood clot thing going and the weight, and I got to go with Tommy. I got to.
I don't blame you, Limerick Guy. I love Tommy Heinsohn, too, and I saw him 2 or 3 years ago at the Celtics opening night dinner, and he was just sitting down. I mean, he's been in tough shape for a while. I don't blame you, Limerick Guy. I don't know about Tommy, but you got him. Justin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, I'm probably too late, but how about Maxine, what's her name, the next Clinton suicide?
Oh, Ghislaine, she was taken earlier, Justin. You want a quick pick or you got somebody else?
How about Joe Biden?
There you go. I think they're going to keep him alive, though, kind of like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You got him. Mr. X, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. X.
How about the Wicked Witch, HRC?
Ooh, well, we already got her husband, or her estranged husband, I should say. So why not? She wasn't in too good a shape in 2016. She looks kind of, her face is kind of splotchy, and we all know what that's caused by, especially as you get older. So you've got HRC, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Wayne, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Wayne.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Hey, anybody pick up Ruth Bader Ginsburg yet?
Oh, man, Wayne, the show's almost over. She went early.
Ooh. I know. I've been on the phone trying to talk to y'all.
You want to?
What's the easy pick? You got an easy pick from
someone
in D.C.?
I'll give you an easy pick here. You know what I'm going to give you is Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks, okay.
Since, you know, Carl Reiner's just went, so Mel Brooks.
Well, he's very broken up about that, and, you know, they were like a married couple.
Yeah, they were partners. They were in the showbiz together. So there you go. You've got Mel Brooks, and he was older than Carl Reiner, I do believe. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
On the same theme, Howie, Bob Newhart.
There you go. There's another one from that era. Yes, from the same network, CBS. There you go. You've got Bob Newhart, the Bob Newhart Show. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
I hate to do this to you, Howie, but one of your namesakes, the Coos.
Oh, Bob Cousy. Yeah. Yeah, I don't, you know, he's up there. He's really old. You got him. You got Bob Cousy. You got the Coos. As long as you didn't take the other Coos, the Deerfield Coos. Lori, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lori.
Nancy Pelosi.
She's 80 years young, Lori. Come on. She's in the prime of life. All right. You got her. Ron, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ron.
Okay, Howie, I need a quick pick. All my good ones are gone.
Okay, I'm going to give you Harry Belafonte, age 93. George, you're next. Go ahead, George. Who do you want?
About William Billy, alias Captain Kirk Shatner.
You already taken. You want a quick pick?
How about Peter Falk?
He's gone, I think. Whether you're working Boris Leachman.